Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am your host, Natasha, licensed therapist, talking all things self-care, pleasure, and rest for the high-achieving Black woman. So if that is you, you are definitely in the right place. If you are new here, we have over 100 episodes for you to listen to begin building that foundation of what you want your pleasure, your self-care, and your rest to look like. So I hope you go back and go ahead and get things started. And if you are an OG here, welcome back. I appreciate you. I don't know how to show how much I appreciate you, but just know that I appreciate you and I show up here every day for you, my love. So before we get this episode started and me telling you who this is for, I want you to head over to the link javerywellness.com/reset so that you can begin your 7-day self-care reset today. The sun is out. We are coming up on summertime soon, and I want you to have those good habits so that while you're out here having fun and showing up for everybody, that you are also showing up for yourself. So I will remind you again at the end of the episode, okay? So this episode is for the woman who keeps saying yes, even when her whole body is screaming no. You're capable. No one is questioning that, okay? We know you can do it. We know you can handle more. You always have. But lately, handling more doesn't feel like strength. It's actually starting to feel like survival. You're not burned out because you're weak, honey. You're burned out because you've been confusing what you're able to do with what you actually have the capacity to do. And those are the same thing. So I want you to stay with me today because this distinction might be the one that finally gives you permission to stop running on empty. Say this with me. I will not continue to run on empty. Now, let's name this for what it is. The pattern is using ability as proof that you should. And I see this constantly with my clients. I see it with my clinicians. I see it with my friends. I for sure see it within myself. The fact that we can do something gets treated as an automatic confirmation that you should do it. Good and should are two different things. So you're taking on projects because you're qualified. You handle the family business crisis. You take on the project because you're qualified. You handle the family crisis because you're the stable one in the family. And you absorb the extra work because nobody else will do it as well. And on the this looks like competence. It looks like you're smart. It looks like you've got strength. It looks like you have got it together. But on the inside, it feels like you just built a cage. You built a cage around yourself and you are trapped. There's nothing wrong with you operating this way. Like I said, this is something that I struggle with too. I'm always like, well, I mean, because I can, I will. But given how we were raised and what we have been taught about being a woman, it is setting us up to be exhausted. It is setting us up to show up in places we don't necessarily need to. And for Black women especially, ability is constantly getting weaponized. The moment you demonstrate that you can handle something, that you are good at it, it becomes your permanent assignment. She's strong. She'll figure it out. And you do every single time. I realized in working in the hospital setting, outside of a pizza party, right? There is no real thank you, depending on your work setting, for the hard work that you put in. And the minute that you show how well you do things, because we're not meant, just like from the other episode with our ambition and what we do, we're not built to half-ass things. We're not built to do that. When we do something, we give 100%. And I've said this before, our 100% supersedes so many people. Okay? Our 30% will still not match someone's 100%. It will still seem like we're giving 150%, 30%. But our capacity, I want you to understand your actual energetic, emotional, and nervous system capacity that has limits. And ability will absolutely override those limits if you let it. It has because you've let it. Ability is what your skills allow. Capacity is what your system can sustain. This pattern didn't come from nowhere. Okay, so you develop this in environments where demonstrating ability meant safety. So that could be safety from criticism. It could be safety from being overlooked, from being seen as less than. You know, we get that. You got to work twice as hard to get half as much as what other people are getting. So we stretch our capacity. If you grew up watching women in your life around you give everything that they had and they still walk around smiling while doing it, you learn that capacity was something that you kept quiet. You showed ability. You hid the fact that you were depleted and dying inside.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there, but here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
That was a brilliant adaption, adapting to your environment. It protected you and it got you to where you are. And it also protected you because underneath the I can handle it is often a fear. What happens if I say I can't? Will they think less of me? Will I lose this role or this promotion or this space that I've worked so hard to build? Will I become possibly dispensable? And part of you might believe that if you stop performing at full capacity all the time, something or someone will fall apart. So the overriding of capacity isn't laziness. It's protection. It's trying to hold everything together. Like everything, all the plates that you have in the air, it's trying to hold everything together. But it's going to cost you in the end, just like everything does. When you go too hard, when you do too much, when you show up more than you have the capacity for, there's always going to be a long-term effect. Over time, when ability becomes the only metric that you're using, your body is going to be the one that reaps those repercussions. There's the chronic fatigue that going to sleep don't fix that. You become irritable. That all of a sudden comes out of nowhere. You can't stand anybody. You can't stand listening to people. Your kids are getting on your nerves. Your partner's getting on your nerves. Like any little thing that someone says just like pisses you off. And there's a flatness. Like you're going through the motions of life, but nothing really lands anymore. You're not really living your life. You just, every day you get up and you're on autopilot. You might have noticed you've stopped wanting things because wanting things requires energy. And energy is the one resource that keeps running out. I had a client that say all the time, I have these things that I like to do. I like to read. I like to go to this. I like to hang out with my friends. I don't have the energy. I don't feel like trying to reach out to people. I don't feel like getting myself there, making the plans. I just don't feel like doing it. And that's because the energy source is down. It's out. And the cost of ignoring capacity is that eventually capacity makes the decision for you. Like you don't have to make a decision. It's not about if things start to break down. It's about when. And that usually is not graceful. It does not look like a graceful pause of, oh, I'm going to take a break or, oh, I'm going to use my PTO. It looks like a breakdown. It looks like a mental breakdown. It looks like a health crisis, a moment where you just can't anymore. I cannot do it. And your capacity isn't a form of weakness. Capacity is just data. It's just a fact. It's your system telling you what it actually needs to sustain the life that you're building. We don't have to make stories about it. We don't have to say it's good or bad, it's right or wrong. It's a fact. There is only so much that you and I can do. And the quicker that you are to embrace that fact, the easier your life can become. So I'm going to invite you to some reflection. Again, as I've said in every episode, I don't want you to fix anything right now. I just want you to be curious. I just want you to start being able to ask yourself these hard questions that you may not have ever sat with. So one question, where in my life am I using I can as permission to ignore I shouldn't have to? Question number two. When did I last make a decision based on what I have capacity for rather than what I'm able to do? Question number three, what would I have to believe about myself to say, I'm capable and this is too much for me right now? You don't have to answer those out loud. Just let them sit. Somewhere in you this week, let them sit. Notice this week when you feel that pull, that natural pull to say yes, simply because you know you can do it, because you're good at it, or it would be easy for you, not because you want to, not because you have the bandwidth, just because saying no feels like admitting something you're not ready to admit. That noticing it, that awareness, that the work. That's where the magic starts to happen. Now, you know, I want to name something before we close this episode out. This episode can help you see your patterns. Okay. The way ability has been running the show for you while capacity has been getting ignored. And that awareness is genuinely valuable. It is very important because once you're aware of these things, you can't unknow them. You can't unknow them. But understanding why you override your own limits all the time and actually changing that behavior are two very different things. So in therapy, we're going to go deeper. We look at what's underneath the compulsive yes, the fear, the identity, the survival writing that make this feel necessary. We help you build a new relationship with your own limits, one that doesn't make you feel like you're failing. We help you practice in real time what it feels like to honor your capacity. Some of you probably don't even know what your capacity is because you've been overriding it so long. And we help you stay grounded when the guilt comes up afterward. That's work worth doing with support. And you don't have to figure that out alone. So if what I have described today in this episode sounds like your daily reality, so if you're exhausted from performing ability while your capacity continues to run on empty, our clinicians at Javery Integrative Wellness Services work with women exactly like you every single day. So you can take that first step by completing the intake form at javerywellness.com/get-started. There's no urgency. There's no pressure. It's just a clear next step whenever you are ready. And if you're not quite there yet, that's okay. We have that 7-day self-care reset. It's at javerywellness.com/reset. And it was built for women who are tired of surviving and ready to explore what thriving actually looks like. And if this episode hits somewhere real for you, right? Like it's just like, oh, you were talking about all the things, Natasha, and you were in my life. I would love for you to take 30 seconds to leave a rating and review on your favorite platform. It's going to help other women who need this find this podcast. So I want to thank you so much for being here today and listening. And remember, being capable of something has never meant you were required to do it. You deserve to start making decisions from a full cup, not just from a will that refuses to quit. So I love you so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.javerywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.